There's the manager of the Toronto Blue Jays, John Gibbons, enjoying the late afternoon life in Kissimmee, Florida. How are you, Gibby?
You mean ugly Kissimmee, Florida?
No. Well, I mean, what? You haven't been to the Chamber of Commerce? You haven't, you know, paid your dues?
I think they may object to what you just said.
It may. Well, there's nothing to see, really, is there?
No, I guess Disney's not too far, but I'm sitting here outside the clubhouse looking over this small little pond. Some guys out here fishing, so I guess it's not all bad.
Well, fishing sounds good. Now, I guess John...
Yeah, for you, Stephen, you're darn right.
I guess the deal's...
Hey, real quick. Hey, yeah. By the way, I went snook fishing last night.
How'd you do?
With Burley and Redmond. We caught about eight, and I told those guys next spring, you know, I don't know, Burley will be around, but next spring, Redmond, he needs to take you out there. So.
Oh, hey, that sounds good.
Not to distract you guys.
Now, Dane, the best fisherman on your staff, though, is Dane Johnson. So just, you know, he's like one of those guys on a fishing show.
But he can't carry you.
Is that enough fishing talk, Bob?
I couldn't be less interested in this conversation. Will you two idiots please stop this ridiculous discussion about murdering fish?
Hey, I'm stalling.
You're stalling. What do you think? This is the Grand Inquisition or something?
Well, yeah.
Stalling the inevitable.
All right. So I don't even know where to start necessarily, but have you made up your mind? Are you coming north with two catchers or three?
It'll end up being two.
Oh, it will. And do we know which two will be making the trip?
No, we haven't announced anything yet, but it'd be too tough to carry three. You know, the way the team's setting up, and you know, nothing's been officially announced. You know, of course, that could change, but I would put it this way: I would be very surprised if there's three.
I always thought you kind of were leaning towards three. That you thought that three was the better number. Am I wrong?
Well, no. You know, I always, you know, I floated the idea that, you know, you know, I like the thought of, you know, Navarro doing a lot of DHing. And you know, I talked about, you know, as far as Martin, you know, getting his rest, you know, when Dickey's pitching, you know, so he could really lock in on the other four guys where there's more strategy involved to their game and things like that. But you know, I think at this moment, like I said, I mean, those things could change. But, you know, Russell did a good job with Dickey, and I think we're going to give him let him start the season doing it, you know, because the more often that he's on the field, the better we are.
If Navarro is going to DH occasionally or semi regularly, how many games do you see Edwin playing at first base?
Well, I mean that's the key right there. You know, he's had that back issue; it's flared on him. You know, flared on this spring training, and of course he battled that last year. So we don't know. I mean, that's the big question, because you know he feels great right now, but you know, as the season goes on, you know, we'll see. I mean, if it starts bothering him, we've got to be conscious of that, because we don't want him to lose too many games. We got to have him on the field. And so, yeah, I don't want to say that's the dilemma, but I mean, that's a big question mark. How many times he can get out there?
How many pitchers are you going to carry off the top, John? What's the plan?
Well, you know, we're still debating right now whether to go with eight in the bullpen or just seven. You know, the ideal team, you have seven, but we're thinking possibly with. You know, early in the season when you may not need that extra bench guy. You know, the players are rested, the starters are rested, you won't need that guy. And there's still some question marks on who we're going to carry in that bullpen. And it might allow us to carry one extra guy that, you know, could possibly lose if he's not on the team, that kind of thing. So, that's also the big debate right now.
Yeah, I was going to say.
A lot of debate, huh?
Yeah, because your issue becomes guy, well, to name one guy, Tolleson's out of options. You know, if you expose him at this point, you might well lose him. He's a useful guy. Even if you could carry him a little bit into the season, you might be able to slip him through. You know,
I got to believe Tolly, you know, somebody would take him. But, you know, he's one of our most valuable guys because he can play the infield and the outfield and you know, a good base runner. He can do a lot of things with him because, you know, there's, you know, not necessarily a lot of, you know, speed coming off the bench. And he's a guy that could fit that role too, you know, late in the game.
You've had an extremely interesting spring with Castro and Osuna. Are we at the point now where they're locked in, they're going to make this club?
Well, you know, I can't say tonight for sure, but they've both been so good. You know, they're both of them, you know, pitched a couple of days ago, and it was the first time all spring that either one of them been hit.
Yeah, they both gave up runs.
You know, I actually think that's a good thing. You know, you don't want anybody to go through the whole spring training without getting hit, because sooner or later it's going to happen.
Right.
and you'd rather get it out of the way. But they've both been very impressive. You know, they're a tandem. You know, the two are inseparable. You know, they're kind of like Sanchez and Stroman. You know, you can't keep them apart. So we'll see. And they're both very – we'll announce something probably in the next couple of days. But, yeah, I could see them both helping us because, you know, there's still some question marks in that bullpen of who's doing what role. And they should both be very valuable to us before it's all over with.
Now, my friend Brunt last week on this show suggested – I'm throwing him under the bus here.
Sure, go ahead.
It's
like the first time.
No, it's not the first time. And it won't be the last, I can assure you of that. He even suggested we may see Miguel Castro as the closer and not necessarily way down the road. I'm talking like this summer. I mean, would you even contemplate taking a 20-year-old kid as green as he is and putting him in that role? Or does that just contradict contradict everything you've ever known about baseball?
Well, I mean, really, it depends on how good he is. You know, if he starts the season with it, but he's really good, you know, why not? You know, we talked to Brett Cecil. You know, going in, he's probably going to be the guy.
Yeah.
You know, he's not up to 100% yet, but we think he'll be fine. You know, in the next week. But there's also, you know, Cease is a guy that's very valuable coming in, you know, the seventh and eighth inning, maybe seventh inning with a couple outs and guys on base.
Yep.
He was probably our best at that. And if the particular lineup stacks a lot of those lefties, or I mean, it really doesn't matter with him, if we want him to face maybe it's the middle of the order and it's in the eighth inning, you know, he may come in and get that, and somebody else could pitch the ninth. It really, so you know, if he's our closer, doesn't mean he's going to close every game out.
Right.
The game will dictate that. But, if a guy like Castro comes through and pitches great, I mean, he's got the stuff to do it, and he's a cool cat. But, you know, I mean, you got to get some games under your belt before we can really see just how good you are.
Although, you know, with Sanchez last year, right, when you brought him up, he closed games for you pretty, you know, he's kind of in the same situation. I wonder sometimes,
right,
Gibby, that you get a guy – sometimes the last guy who pitches gets a clean inning to work with, right? He comes in and he's got a two-run lead and he's got nobody on base. Sometimes maybe that's a better situation to put a guy in than, you know, runners on second and third, one out in the eighth inning sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah, no, see, I agree with you. Yeah, that's and some guys can handle that, some guys can't. You know, we mentioned Cecil. I mean, he was very good at it. I agree with you. You know, we'll you know, the kids, regardless of what happens, you know, at the beginning, the kid's got a great future. You watch him. He's ahead of the game. But he's like anybody else. I mean, he's going to have his rough spots, especially when you're young. That's just the way it goes. But he's overpowering. And, you know, you don't find arms like that can really command the baseball at such a young age. So, you know, hopefully he's going to make the team. You know, I can't reveal anything yet, but, you know, if you're that good, why waste it in the minor leagues, I guess is the way I'm thinking.
Yeah, now I know you're not going to reveal anything, but I'm going to ask you anyway. At what point were you convinced that Devin Travis was ready to be your starting second baseman? Yeah, hypothetically.
You know what? Steven, you know, I talked to Jimmy Leland and Brad Ausmus over the winter after we acquired him. They said, this kid can really hit. You love him. He's a gamer. He said all the right things. And then, you know, but they said, you know, he got a chance to be a good defensive second baseman. If there's any rap against him, you know, that he there's certain areas he needs to work on his defense. We haven't seen it one bit. I tell you what, he's been great down here. Good range. I tell you what, he's got a, you know, he turns a pivot as well as anybody, as quick as anybody you really ever see. But so anyway, we threw him out there. I mean, he's coming to camp, you know, with the opportunity to make the team. Got off to a real slow start, wasn't getting any hits. It was just timing was terrible at the plate. And then, you know, as he got some bats under his belt, you could see him just starting to relax, like, and he fit in, and he really just took off. But he's got a great stroke. He's, a line drive hitter, and he's a winner. You know, I've said this before over and over to guys, that, you know, the guy, you can just tell a guy's a winner. You know, he says the right things, the way he plays the game, he's in tune with everything. He's still a youngster, but he's 23, 24 years old, so it's not like another 19, 20-year-old kid you're looking at. So, maybe the time's right for him too, but, you know, I can see him being if he's on the team, a very impactful guy for this team.
The interesting part about this, Gibby, is the youth as a collection, not as an individuals. It's right. Not unusual for one guy, a 20, 21-year-old, to make the jump and make the club out of spring training. That happens with some regularity, as we all know. To have four or five guys all of a sudden kind of emerge, and they're all 21, 22 years old or younger, I don't know that I've ever seen that in a team or with a team that aspires to be truly competitive. We might see it with a team that's rebuilding, that doesn't have anything else, that has no choices. But you've had choices, and these guys have performed to the point where they're making your choices for you, aren't they?
Yeah, Bob, you're right. I mean, yeah, you don't normally see a team that's expected to do something, you know, that many youngsters. But these guys are all on the team. I mean, we all know how the game works. They don't all succeed. I mean, it's been in that number. Somebody's going to struggle. Somebody's going to fail a little bit, and there might be some up and down time, that kind of thing. But, you know, the group we're talking about, they're that good. They're that talented, and you know, there may be some growing pains along the way, but we think when it kicks in and the game, that when they start to realize, you know, hey, I can play here, I can perform here. And also, too, you know, we've got some pretty good veteran players out there, some guys that can carry the load, you know. And, of course, you add Martin and Donaldson, and when Saunders comes back, that's huge for us, too. So we can protect these guys in that sense. But you know what I think is also important? I think it's a group. It's all these young guys. It's a group the fans will love. They'll get excited about it, and they'll be behind these guys, and they'll take to them, and you know, maybe they'll react to a few of them like they do Kawasaki, I guess.
Well, there's certainly reaction to
that's a high bar, though.
That's a very high bar. Does it make you nervous to have four or five 20, 21, 22-year-old kids on your roster?
Oh yeah, a little bit. Yeah, you know, yeah. I think you know, long as you've been around the game, you know, you see they don't, you know, the youngsters, they don't, your best prospects don't always make it. You know, you're basically guessing. They're talented, but things happen. You know, they maybe they're not as mentally tough as you think they might be. They struggle with their confidence, and some of them never regain it. I mean, that's a battle. That's what you want to try to guard against that. But you know, we think these guys are special. Special guys, and have a chance to be really good. And if those guys being on the team make us that much better, then that's the way we need to go.
Are you more likely to be protective of them if, in fact, they start to stumble? And I'm not necessarily talking about Travis, for example, an everyday player, or Pompey, an everyday player, because we know that they're going to have hills and valleys like every player. More the pitchers. Are you more likely to be protective of them? Especially Osuna and
Castro.
And Castro, if you think they don't have it on a particular night, would your hook be a little quicker?
Yeah, Bob, I think so. You know, you definitely have to protect them. But you know, we look after all our bullpen guys, and we, you know, on a particular night, if you don't have it, you know, if the game's in the balance, I mean, you got to make some moves anyway. But
I understand.
You know, we will. You know, monitor how, you know, their workload. I think you know, when young pitchers like that, and even in Osuna's coming off an arm injury, you have to be conscious of that.
Right.
But as far as from a the performance angle, you know, we know they're going to have their ups and downs, and so you know, you can't jump ship too soon, or I think that's when you get into trouble. You know, you have to expect it, deal with it, and you got to keep throwing them in the fire. Because we think they're good enough that, you know, in the end, they'll figure it out.
How is one other roster issue is going to be Michael Saunders, who I assume you're going to DL backdate him to start the season.
Right.
But how close is he? It's a good thing you don't have to rush him, John. But if he had to play opening day, could he play opening day?
No, he's not ready to go yet.
Steve. Okay.
You know, we don't think it's too far off. But, you know, he's starting to move around now. And, you know, he's been, you know, getting his bats in the minor leagues where, you know, he takes his bats, but he doesn't run, you know. He's kind of like the Bambino, we call him. But, you know, he's moving quick, we'll put it that way. But, to get, you know, he still needs his at-bats. We don't want to bring him to the big leagues not having enough at-bats down here where his timing's off, and now he gets off to a slow start and that kind of thing. And you want to, you know, a big part of his game is his legs, too. And so we got to make sure, you know, he's moving pretty good. But, you know, he's not too far off, but I'm not sure when. And you know, this way, you know, you get Pompey and Pilar and those guys out there that gives them plenty of bats to get their feet wet too. And regardless how it all ends up here, you know, we feel pretty good about whatever we got out there.
Last question. Steve Delabar last week was sent down. There was a suggestion conveyed to me that you weren't particularly happy about that decision and that it wasn't yours. Do you want to comment?
No, everybody agreed on that. You know, I wasn't happy that he went down, but I don't think anybody was because, you know, we liked the guy. He's 2 years ago, he had great success for us there in Toronto. He made the All-Star team, and he's one of those guys you pull for. You know, he never gives you any trouble. He's the ultimate team guy. So, yeah, when it comes time, you make a decision, you have to send him down. You know, nobody's happy about that. But, you know, we all came to, you know, the same agreement. I think that was probably a little misinterpreted there.
All right, fair enough.
My reaction.
Wanted you to comment on it. We'll enjoy a delightful night and an unusual start time in Kissimmee tonight, 6:05, in about 17 minutes from now.
Are we televised? Are we televised up there?
I don't think so. No, I don't think anybody cares about Kissimmee.
So you can do whatever you want then, John.
Yeah.
No one's watching.
All right.
Take your shirt off, put your feet up, take your fishing pole out there, make some lures, do whatever you need to do. No TV on this one.
Do what all these rednecks do down here. I got you.
Have a great week. Thanks, pal.
All right, boys.
See you, John.